That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning to the remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this morning from the Radio Ranch this April 3rd, 2021. Had a beautiful sunrise just about 15 minutes ago, and a hazy blue sky. Spring is in the air, that's for sure. We are thankful for that. We had a, I'm glad winter's over. I'll put that out there. We enjoyed winter. The children enjoyed skiing down the, sliding in their little sleds down the hill. But I'm glad that winter's over and springtime's here, and we'll go with that. We've got a full crew this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Amen. Hey, good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And John, good morning. Thanks for joining with us, and good morning to you, sir.
Morning. Apparently you forget where you live, because we could still get snow.
Well, that's true. That's true. But see, it's springtime snow and not winter snow, so... And the springtime snow, I hope we do get it. We are below average on the snowpack that we have out here, and that's where we get a lot of our moisture for just replenishing the groundwater and, the irrigation that we get to help the hay grow. So, yeah, we will still have snow, but I'll sure take these warm days. Enjoy them. Saw people in shorts yesterday in town, and that's a little bit much. But anyway, it is a beautiful time of the year. Starting to see a green hue come off the hills, and as you're driving by, you see it's not green yet, but it's trying. It's trying. So we're thankful that we serve a God that sends good weather in its season. That the seasons follow his order. certainly could have snow, and hope we do this spring. But again, that's spring snow and not winter snow. But, well, Remnant, we welcome you here. We hope you are having good weather. I know that there's some cool weather and un-spring-like cold, I think, hitting the Northeast. But we hope that you have pleasant weather where you're at. We thank you for joining us. The program is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And we are all gathered around the microphone. We have our coffee. We have the Word of God. We have our swords with us. And we've gathered with like-minded believers. And we invite you to join with us. And we'll have the phone lines open in a little bit. We're going to start out with prayer. We have learned that from long ago, that's the way to do things. And John, we will look to you to start us off with that, sir.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this time that you set aside for your people to come together and to encourage one another to love and good deeds, just as your word says. Father, we asked this morning that you would guide and direct us, give us wisdom, understanding, and discernment with regards to the things that are going on in the world and how they tie into Bible prophecy and truth. Bring to mind those things that are important for your people, the remnant, to understand, to prepare physically, spiritually, and mentally for the battles that lie ahead. But also, Lord, help us to stand on the promises that greater is he that is for us than all those that are against us, and that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and that you have given us authority to trample upon scorpions and serpents and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us. Father, we continue to pray that the things that were done in the dark would be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops, and we continue to see that you our God that hears and answers our prayers. We continue to pray for you to send confusion into the camp of the enemy, that they would turn upon one another and devour one another, and we see signs of that as well. But Father, we're crying out for righteous judgment, Lord, that your will would be done, and that your penalties for these wicked, vile, evil crimes that have been perpetrated against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the true followers of Jesus Christ would be enacted, not man's, but God's punishment. We thank you, Lord, that at this time of year that there are those who at least once or twice a year remember you, remember sacrifice, remember the fact that there is a gospel message, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Father, although they are deceived with pagan rituals, it is a day that at least people gather to celebrate the fact that Jesus Christ has risen. We thank you for that, Lord. We continue to pray for those that are lost, those that have been deceived, those that have believed the lie, that you would break the spell, that you would remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears, and that they'd be able to hear and see the truth. We pray these things in the name above all other names, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Remnant, the phone lines are open. If you want to call in this morning, 307-745-5913. And we'll bring you in. Just remember, if you do call in, you'll have to turn your radio off once you come on, so we don't have a feedback loop. And I want to remind everybody, we had observed Passover yesterday evening at the LaPorte Church of Christ. That was live streamed. And we did get it recorded on a DVD, and we'll have that archive there on the website as well, if you want to take a look at it. It is a most important observation most important, you don't really call it a holiday. It's not a Sabbath day, but it is, as the word tells us, to be remembered by the children of Israel throughout all their generations. And so that is what we do. Pastor taught on that, began putting that out wholeheartedly in 2001, I believe, and we've done our best to continue that. The Bible talks about the Passover, that it is so important that there is a makeup day, okay? You know, that's like how your final test used to be. You couldn't just make up anything, but for the important things, you had a makeup, and that's how this is. And it is 30 days later. You can read about that in 2 Chronicles chapter 30. I encourage you to do that if you're not familiar with it. You can read about the Passover. Exodus 12 gives you a quick summary of it, and Numbers 9 as well, and then 2 Chronicles 30 will let you know about how people that were zealous, that wanted to, well, they were allowed to, and so for those that cared, for the majority out there, you know, it's they're talking Major League Baseball and other things that are going on. But for those that care, for those that desire to not only believe God but to serve Him, well, you got a chance to enter that door day, that thumb day, one more time. And I can remember our pastor in his teachings and preachings on it, saying, you know, you just never know when your last opportunity, when your last Passover is. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. And we have to work while it is still day. Right now, it's still day. And we still have the opportunity. So we do encourage you. We have a couple books on the subject, the Solar Sanity book, and also another book by Pastor entitled Communion, Its Potential Blessings, Curses in Need. We have those available here at the ministry. You can order them at the website as well, scriptures4america.org, and the SFA card is right there, and they're available there. And I have been sending quite a few out. We have had several phone orders and card orders for those books specifically from new people, and that's encouraging that there are new people that are learning about the Passover, that are learning about, well, they're taking the time to read the Word and not just believe what that guy up there behind the pulpit says. And that's what we should do. So Passover Makeup Day is May 2nd. We will continue to remind you of that until May 2nd because it is that important.
Well, and I just want to encourage everybody to get that book, Solar Sanity versus Lunar Lunacy. You know, it's about calculating when the Passover is and how to figure out what day to, when a day begins, when a day ends, and how it needs to be calculated. And you never know when you might need that. You know, I ended up cross-referencing that book here quite a bit this last week. And it was great because the three gentlemen that I was consulting with all had the same book, and we were able to get into it and do some studying. And it was, you know, it takes the complex and makes it simple, but you never know when it might come in handy down the road and for future generations. So I encourage everybody to get that book. You know, like the early church believed that the Passover day was the most important day of the year to be observed. And I feel the same way towards that. It is the most important day as far as I'm concerned. If you look at the history of our forefathers, it was their Independence Day. It was their coming out of Egypt Day. It was when they got their freedom, you know, and their exile began. And it was very, very important to our forefathers, and really encourage people to get more information on that. urgent 11th hour message is another pamphlet that we've got available that's fantastic. Do encourage people to order that as well. And we've got a four-part series that Dad did on Sabbath that's awesome as well. So there's a lot of resources out there. I really encourage people to get that stuff, study it, understand it. It's really exciting stuff. So, you know, observe the Passover. If you didn't observe the Passover, make sure you do it 30 days later. It is, you know, I know for a fact that this Passover is the most important one that we've had, and it's the most important one that people can observe. It's more important than it was last year to keep. And I was talking with my buddy Zach just last night, and both of us were talking about the same thing. This is the most important Passover that we've ever had in our lifetime. So, you know, take heed to that and, you know, observe it.
I think it's significant that, you know, in the Book of Jubilees, which is, you know, the second witness mentioned in the Bible, and you go to 49, verse 7 in there, one of the things that just really jumped out to me was the quote that, for it, the Passover, is an ordinance of eternity, which is engraven on the tablet of heaven concerning the children of Israel, that they shall observe each year by year the festival, once a year, in all their generation, and it has no limit of days, for it is ordained for eternity. Wow, that's a big deal. So,
amen.
What an amazing quote, you know.
Yes, amen. Amen.
And as we see so many things going on in the world right now, I mean, with these, you know, everything from these satanic tennis shoes being produced by Nike, you know, on the verge of nuclear war, to what they're doing with all our healthcare system, and, you know, talking about the possibility of forced inoculations. You just never know where we're at. I mean, it's hard not to get discouraged, but, you know, when we have faith, that's the thing is God's not going to share in his glory. You know, he's still got a remnant, he's still got a people, and he's going to deliver his people, and he's not sharing in his glory. And, you know, it's God always worked when the odds are against his people. And, you know, you look at the story of when the children of Israel left their captivity and crossed the Red Sea and stuff like that. I mean, it was like it was just when it looked like there was no hope and there was nothing that they could do and there was no direction. They couldn't go to the right. They couldn't go to the left. And, you know, the Red Sea parted. You know, you talk about miracle after miracle that our forefathers experienced. But it was when they were down and out and they cried out to God. That's when he saved them and delivered them.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people need to realize. Jason, I'm glad you said that. That it has to be to his glory. That we are to prepare. We are to go and to do physically as much as we can. Certainly be prepared spiritually. Be right with God, observe his Passover, obey his word with repentance and immersion baptism for the remission of sins, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit so that we can be led, guided, and directed, so we can move back into relationship with him. So then we can see that's how he's always worked it. The word tells us that we will go to Babylon. It all hits the fan, and you know, people today, you're hearing, this country's gone to hell. No, it's gone to Babylon. Our pastor taught us that. We read it in the Word. And there, it says, there we will be saved. And that's how God's always done it. When it has gotten so bad, and the circumstances, the people could see no way out. that is when he gets the glory, when he delivers and gets the glory. And those things seem to be piling up now. The attacks, yesterday's attack in the Capitol was just the latest of the attacks by Muslims against white America, you might say, because that's just what's happened. The Boulder shooting that has just fell off the face of the earth because it was a Muslim that did it, and he killed 10 Caucasian people. You don't hear anything else about it. It's fallen off the face of the national news because it doesn't fit their agenda. And just watch and see how this happens, you know, how long this stays in the spotlight. This killing yesterday, 24-year-old a black Muslim rams his car into two Capitol policemen, killing one, jumps out with a knife trying to kill the other one, and thankfully the other one shot him and killed him dead. Even MSNBC, they're kind of getting into it a little bit, because their first thing was, well, another white male attacking the Capitol. That's the first thing they put out to try to get the jump, to try to get that those thoughts in the minds of the people. But no, it wasn't a white male. It was a follower of Farrakhan, a Nation of Islamic, whatever they call themselves. And so these attacks are happening. Folks, obey the word and provide for yourself. Provide for your family. That includes providing security and safety for your family.
In my opinion, that attack is just another false flag. What was happening through pressure was Fort Pelosi was being torn down. The fencing was being removed, and the number of National Guard was significantly reduced. And those evildoers behind the walls in the so-called People's House are perpetrating, wicked, vile, evil crimes against the American people. And they have to be protected, because that day is coming when the people will rise up. But so this little escapade that took place yesterday is, I was already reading this morning that now they have to fortify the Capitol again with National Guard, because this guy tried to get into the Capitol. Well, you know, if you've been down there, you'll see that there's automatically deployed basically roadblocks that pop up out of the street. You ain't getting through it with no car. You ain't getting through it with anything but maybe a tank. And the fact that these two idiots got run over is somewhat comical, in my opinion. I don't know about you, but if a car is coming at me, I'm pretty sure even at my age, in my condition, I can avoid it, especially when there's a barrier, you know, 2 feet behind me that nobody can get through with a car. And if I'm going to shoot, I'll shoot behind some sort of a barrier before I'm standing in front of something that I can get run over. But in my opinion, it's another false flag. It was designed for one purpose, and that purpose was to fortify the Capitol once again.
Good point. Yeah. And to bring that level of fear up on those people who are without, you know, the love of God in their heart. I mean, that oh, who's going to save us? Who's going to protect us? Yeah. There are those who turn and look. I was thinking about the fact of what you said in your prayer, John, about and afterwards about Easter and people going to church, at least thinking about God a couple of times out of the year. And I was, you know, over and over and over, I've heard that story from different people's, testimonies on how they came to be in Christ's service. And it was like, well, we were at this little thing and it wasn't quite right, but I mean, it wasn't spot on as far as maybe doctrine or anything, but they were talking about the things of God. And I started looking into that, and here I am today, you know. And that's the thing is,
Do you remember that story that Peter used to tell about get your own dirt, you know? And the problem is the satanic Antichrist enemies, they just can't come up with an original thought or their own ideas. They've got to try to bend something. And the problem is God's creative material is still in there, and it still bears witness, and it still steers those who seek his ways and the truth and those that he calls to it. And it's got to be extremely, extremely frustrating to them that, you know, there's an amount of people who come in on that they're trying to steer away, that they actually end up steering to God's ways and God's thoughts, and they motivate them to look into the deeper thing of God. And I just, to me, that's a wonderful thing when I look at it. It's like their eyes get opened and their ears get unstopped, and away they go, you know. And it all started at something that really was intended to do exactly the opposite. So praise the Lord how he works evil for good.
Amen. Yeah, people, if yeah, they're searching, if they're searching, they'll find it.
Yeah. You know, what's wrong with this picture, getting back to what we were just talking about regarding the Capitol? You got the people's house, right? Supposedly the people's house, where they do the people's business, whatever. Fortified beyond beyond measure, you know, beyond anything in my lifetime. And yet you have the one function that the federal government is supposed to do, which is secure the borders of the country wide open. You know, good will be called evil. Evil will be called good. And that's where we're at.
Amen.
Amen to that, yes.
They don't want to do their job. Yep. Exactly right.
Yeah, the latest with this border is, you know, that they had video of these illegals dropping children over the side. Literally dropping them. And I saw a couple commentaries, and they were trying to spin the tone of this as, well, the border shouldn't be there. It shouldn't be this big wall, because those children could have gotten hurt from that big wall. You know, it's just insanity. But it's just wide open. Latest numbers I heard for March, 175,000 that they've apprehended and processed. Heard on the radio yesterday that they estimated easily 1,000 a day getaways that they know. They either see on video or they witness with their eyes, the Border Patrol and people that live on the border that are seeing it and reporting it. They're saying at least 1,000 a day getaways. It's an absolute invasion. And the federal government is behind it, complicit in it, if that's what it is. They are for it. And that is part of their planned destruction of America. Again, we go back to the word.
We talked about...
Go ahead, John.
Well, we talked about this before, but during some of the BLM riots, I think it was actually during the period of the tearing down of the Confederate statues and all that, then there was this black army that rose up to supposedly fight the racist right, and that... The leader is calls himself Grandmaster Jay. But you think about this. You got a group of black soldiers, right? And there's quite a few. There's probably 100 or maybe more that walk through the streets fully armed, ARs and high-capacity magazines and all this other stuff, and yet they say not a word, right? But you can bet if that was a white militia that was doing that, that they would be arrested on domestic terrorism charges. And anyways, I just want to point out the fact that the war, the battle, is real. the enemy is preparing and is protected. If you notice that Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all that, they none of them get arrested, none of them get put in jail. But if you dare to exercise your constitutional right to peacefully protest tyranny in our country, then you're branded as a white supremacist and as a even, you know, they're taking it as far as a domestic terrorist. And that's a significant charge in this kangaroo court system. That's 20 years in prison. So just want to point out there that the double standard that's going on, the fact that this black army can walk through the streets fully, heavily armed, in tactical gear, and not have one thing negative said about them or one person prosecuted is quite interesting to me.
If I remember correctly, when they did that, they even had a, quote, accidental discharge, and one of their members got shot by another member. And that...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know, that just fell off the face of the earth as well. You didn't hear anything about that. Like you said, John, if it would have been white people doing it, that would have been attempted murder charge and firearms felony, you know, possession charge, and it we'd still be hearing about it, about how that, you know, they had gathered to wipe out the blacks or some other made up terminology or made up news story, because we're seeing that. We are living that. Our pastor prophesied about it, said that it would be coming, and here it is.
That's what frustrates them, I think, is the fact that as of yet, there has been no armed insurrection, no armed act of disobedience to their rule. But that doesn't mean that at some point that's going to come. But I know that's frustrated them, the fact that there was a million people. They can say whatever they want, but a million people of patriots, pretty much. There was quite a few, I guarantee you, God-fearing people that were in D.C. on January 6th. And the fact that they... the people, the patriots and the Christians didn't start anything, didn't come armed to the teeth, didn't come to overthrow the Capitol. That has them extremely frustrated. And even though they perpetrated the act of damaging the Capitol and penetrating the Capitol, the fact that their narrative has fallen apart is extremely frustrating to them.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I think the their vaccination plans are frustrating to them as well. But guys, if you watch TV, there's an NBC special coming up. I think it's this next week or two. I don't have the exact date, but all the Hollywood stars are rolling out for it, and it's called Rolling Up Your Sleeves. It's going to be a prime time entertainment special to remind people that for the public good, you have to do that. That's what we need to be doing. All the vaccinations are coming available now, and that's the name of the special that's coming up. Roll up your sleeves. And the big Hollywood starlets are turning out in their tuxedos and fancy skimpy dresses to remind everybody to do that, to get your vaccination, to help everybody out.
You know, they already did that at one of the Golden Globes or something. Remember that? Where they had some of the Hollywood elites were dressed up as nurses, and they were just going around and they were rolling up their sleeves. And yeah. I don't know if they were actually given the actual vaccines, but yeah, I say give it to them. Give them two doses. Give them three. Yeah. Give them four. Whatever they want. Give them as many as they want.
Well, you can bet. You can bet they're not taking it. But that's what they do. They that spirit of the Pharisee. They put that burden. They want you to do it. The general public. And so they are, again, as has been mentioned before, calling out, breaking all the stops, you know, calling out everything, doing everything they can to influence and to get the people to do this. Heard a report on the radio this week that said, yeah, you know, vaccinations are becoming available to all the general public now. So for the summer, if you're vaccinated, you can travel just like normal. And that kind of caught my attention. It was like, oh, if you're vaccinated. And so we're starting to see this, you know, the terminology of the vaccine passport. They're getting that into people's minds to where, oh, well, if you are traveling internationally, there are some nations that require you to make sure that you're vaccinated and then to also take the test before and after. And so I think we will continue to see this as well put upon our people that is a further burden. And a further requirement, a further part of control, that yes, you will toe the line. I don't know if anybody else has heard anything on those vaccination travel permits or passports, as they call them.
Yeah, Representative Marjorie Greene, she's a representative in Georgia. She's introduced a bill in Congress to basically bar vaccine passports, and DeSantis in Florida, I think it was.
Yeah, yes. He passed it.
Yes.
Yeah,
executive order. Yeah.
Yeah, and said no. We have Arkansas is another state that is hard rolling on it, and of course, I think Texas and Oklahoma are making big noises. There's a lot of states that are coming out against it and already taking a preemptive strike stand against the, you know, the freedom of using thought of that. There's been noise made right now of, well, if you don't want to get the vaccine, why, you just pay a tax, and then which flies in the face of their whole, you know, house of cards there about what they call herd immunity and what they call everything else. So once again, economics trumps what they call fake science, or what we call fake science. But it's very interesting to polar. I remember when Pastor came out with, he was talking about AIDS back in the day when it was really a full-blown thing, and he said, it's not a disease, it's a cure. And I think COVID's very much like that. It's a stupidity cure. You're going to see, and I'm sorry if that offends anyone, I'm not going to mince the words, but we've got a lot of people out there who are, you know, cradle to grave staters, and they're going to have to figure out that, you know, God rules. And there's this COVID thing has really galvanized our country in a way that it hasn't been done in a long time. You just have this ability of, due to COVID, we've seen the sports curtailed, people have been returned to their family. Really, I think it's interesting how they were, the lockdown even put people into a thought mode that they haven't had time to do for a long time, you know. And of course, some people have lost the ability to think, but some haven't, and God works that out to good. Families have been strengthened, schools were closed. Homeschool, I guess, is undergoing a boom right now, akin to nothing they've ever seen, just due to that. So there's a lot of positive things that are coming out of this. And I'm not saying that I don't think it's a great thing or anything, but what I am saying is God uses all this stuff for His glory and His benefit. I think we see a lot of that. And we're seeing these states start to stand up and find out that they can say no, and that they can put the kibosses on what these guys want to pass and want to try to walk all over everybody. So praise God for that.
Yeah, I think God is using this as well to expose the false prophets and the false teachers. Yes. In the land. We We talked about how Franklin Graham said that even Jesus would take the vaccine. Well, that's blasphemy, in my opinion. The fact that would Jesus even need a vaccine for anything, even if they did work? Absolutely not. Obviously, since he can heal anyone of anything. And you know, you look back and you see that his father, Billy Graham, he was compromised. I exposed that many years ago, basically with Jesuits. And one thing I didn't know that I learned yesterday listening to a report was, did you know that Billy Graham, Franklin Graham's father, actually has a star in Hollywood on the, you know, on the pavement down, or on the sidewalk or whatever? Why would a preacher have a star, which basically those people who nominate him for those? Yeah. And when who is it who nominates him for that? The witches and the warlocks and the Antichrist and everything else, you know? So if you look, they expose it. Even this week, I believe it was, CNN had a representative from, I think it was the CDC, that came out. And basically, if you listen, they'll tell you exactly what their plans are. And she said, well, you know, we only have a small window of opportunity to entice the people to get vaccinated so that they can return to normal life. And the fact that Texas and Florida and other states are opening up 100%, takes away that, you know, advantage. So they'll tell you exactly what their plans are. I mean, look at Joe Biden, you know, old Biden is what he is, just the third term of President Obama. But anyways, you know, he'll come out and tell you exactly too. Well, if you stay locked down, you know, safer at home, you wear two masks, then maybe you can have somewhat of a normal 4th of July. And the good news is that there's a lot of people in the country, not all, there's a lot of dumb people in this country who've been educated in the public school system and believe the lie and are under a spell. But anyways, but there's a lot of people that are waking up and they're done. They're not playing this game anymore. You know, when it first happened, I thought, well, it's possible that China sent some sort of a, you know, deadly virus into the country. And, you know, maybe we should take this thing somewhat seriously. But it wasn't, you know, it literally was within a half hour after they locked down the state of Colorado that the governor came out and said, oh, by the way, the weed depositories will stay open and the liquor stores.
That's right.
You know, so right there, you know. And then now they're trying to say that there's a variance of this COVID-19. I was talking to a brother in Canada, member of the body, that basically said that today, Ontario and all the provinces, which is, I guess, a third of the whole country, basically is under lockdown for a four-week period over this variant, you know. But all you got to do is look to the border, right? Hundreds of thousands of people that they're letting in, not only from Mexico, but from all the third world countries, not tested. You know, and I got news for you. They got a lot worse things than COVID.
Yes, they do.
But anyways, and then we put them on our planes. So which means if you're flying anywhere, you sure could be flying with them. We put them on our buses, and we send them all over the country. And I got news for you. They're sending them into Florida specifically. They're sending them into Texas specifically. And so don't tell me that I need to wear a mask. And don't tell me that this thing is real when it's got a 0.01% death rate, and most of those people are the ones that already have compromising health conditions. It's comical that people fall for this crap. It really is.
Yes, Colorado governor yesterday extended once again the mask mandate another 30 days because of that variant. Heard that on Colorado News yesterday. And you're seeing it all over. You are. Well, almost all over. There's places like South Dakota that have said, nah, we're just business as usual, and we're thriving and doing great. And Florida's kind of the same way. Yeah, the idiots here in Laramie. The governor took the mask mandate off over 2 weeks ago. And there's still, you walk in, and I'd say 80% now instead of 99% of the people are still wearing masks in the grocery stores and walking down the sidewalk. It's just ludicrous. When you said that, Tim, about that it's a cure, I guess it will be. The people thinking that this is the new norm. Our forefathers that came through the Red Sea, that Jason talked about earlier, and as well as our forefathers that helped form this country, they would literally roll over in their grave. I think if they realized how things had gotten today with the majority of people.
Yeah.
Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open. We've got about 10 minutes left in the program this morning, 307-745-5913.
One of the other things I was going to say about Passover that was, I unfortunately can't find my note, but was that up until the mid or late 1700s over here, New Year's was celebrated on Passover. I mean, that was the New Year Day, and I thought that was significant. So it shows you how things have changed. Not really, you know, a couple 300 years, nobody really remembered that. I didn't know that until I read it. I mean, I was like, huh, that's interesting. So just a little thing. But one of the things about the illegal immigrants things, John, that was interesting is, of course, Bugino said that New York is finalizing a plan to send illegal immigrants an ex-con's $20,000 jet. So, which basically they're all illegals. How unique. We have people. I laughed the other day. Someone was in here and they were talking about the fact that we need to do some different things because, you know, there's people in the world that are starving. And I said, there's enough food to feed everyone. It's not about the food. It's about the socio-political climate that exists in those countries. They're using food as a weapon. And, they're doing the same thing with health and those kind of things, you know. And I think Jason sees that a lot. We're seeing those people use these things against certain groups or certain races or certain political types as weapons.
Yes, I would certainly agree with that. It is encouraging. Spring is in the air. There's more and more that are planting gardens. Talked to a brother last night, putting in a big garden and a hoop house, and it's encouraging that more and more of God's people are desiring to do that. Got a text from Texas or Tennessee the other day and said, hey, there's a great book out there that you need to look at. See if I can find the text real quick. And just going on and on about it. And great book and the title is, guess what? Regenerative Grower's Guide to Garden Amendments. Using locally sourced materials to make minerals and biological extracts and ferments. And I replied back and I said, it is a great book. We've been carrying it for several months. And that great minds must think alike. And Jason got that book for us. And we have sold out of it a couple times. Because as more and more people see, not just planting a garden, but regenerative garden. The Dirt to Soil book and video that we've shown by, I think it's Gabe Brown. And that's a type of a movement. A type of a movement that is getting back to God, back to the natural, more natural way of doing things. Because when people do it, when they break out of the mold of, well, you have to have tons of fertilizer, and we have to get our our produce and whatnot from South America and Mexico. And no, we don't. And when the people break out of that mold, it, again, it's encouraging to me because it's part of the awakening. I really believe it is.
Yeah, and I was encouraged this year. There was a lot of people that really latched on to the growing gardens. And, you know, even one of the gentlemen that called in that said that he was living in the city and he didn't know how he was going to do it. But it changed his life when he read the Dirt and Soil book. There's a lot of people that I talk to on a regular basis that are reading these books and they're getting excited about things. And, you know, it's a different way of doing things, and it's a different way of thinking, and that's encouraging. Just to break the mold and get people to think different. This year, I know when we went to order seeds, every one of the seed places was back ordered, and I called and talked to them. Several of the places we had commercial accounts with, so we were able to get some seed, but they told us that, you know, and even on their websites, no more individual sales to individuals because we can't keep up with orders. And talking with them, I mean, they said that their business has quadrupled and just overnight. And people that were ordering seeds was just phenomenal. People that and I know that that's the way it was for us. And talking with people around here over the last 2 years that. People started getting into it. People that never have canned before were canning. Hardware store down here locally in La Porte, they couldn't keep canning jars or lids or any kind of canning supply in stock at all. The seeds were flying off the shelves. Yeah, it was that's encouraging when you see people starting to do things like that. That's part of. This land being healed, it's an answer to 2 Chronicles 7:14, because putting things into the ground and having them bring forth fruit is an answer to prayer, and that is God working across this land. So that's, I see that really encouraging.
Absolutely. Well, it's part of healing the land. That's the physical part of it, right? I mean...
absolutely.
Yeah. We need a physical healing as well as a spiritual.
Yeah, it does.
Go ahead.
Yep, absolutely, Tim. If people would read that, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that's what he talks about. God says, if you do these things, I'll come and forgive your sin and heal your land. Because the land needs healing. Not just the people, but the land does. It's all tied together, but that certainly is needed, and it's happening.
I just want to reaffirm our position as a ministry regarding the science experiments, not even a vaccine, they're science experiments. We absolutely, unequivocally do not endorse taking any one of them. The Moderna, the AstraZeneca, or the Johnson & Johnson. The Moderna and the AstraZeneca both have RNA altering, which means DNA altering, which is Satan's ultimate goal, to alter that which God created man in his image. And the Johnson & Johnson breakthrough one shot instead of two shot admittedly has human fetal cells. I believe they use liver cells and kidney cells. And anyways, there are a lot of pastors out there right now, bought and paid for, whores galore in America, as Pastor Peters would say, that are trying to encourage the members of their congregation to willingly accept the vaccine for the good of the people. Some stating that God created science, and science is used in a good way. Well, we know that God has given us eyes to see and ears to hear, and we can discern good from evil. And the reality is all you have to do is look at the ingredients. You know, they'll show you the ingredients. They're even on the box, I guess, of the vaccines. But the bottom line is it's all poison.
Yes.
And if you want to put poison into your body, I guess that's your prerogative. But they've taken this to another level, this, especially the Moderna and AstraZeneca. They've taken it to the point of altering that which God created you in, his image. And in my opinion, you absolutely, under no circumstances, can take this vaccine, period.
Yeah, and I think, and yeah, well said. I think a good scripture, too, which is everything that we've been talking about today, is Philippians 1:28. And New American Standard says, "In no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, that too from God."
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yep. Excellent scripture. Excellent. Well, men, we're out of time. There's the hour. I want to thank you guys for joining us. We thank you, the Remnant, for tuning in and for joining us. And we invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. You can do that by going to scriptures4america.org, starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. That's early, 7:30 on the West Coast, Pacific Time. And join us at scriptures4america.org. You can click on the live video stream, and we'll have a little bit of everything for you tomorrow. A live message, a timeless pulpit truth that is just the prophetic word being brought to life. And if you don't have internet, if you can't join us, we do record it on a DVD. We send hundreds of DVD churches out on Monday in the postal service. So if you'd like that, we've had many new people take advantage of that lately as well, and receive the DVDs and then have a church service maybe a week behind or when they can during the week. So we have that available. Our pastor saw the need for that years ago, both the live video streaming and the recording in the DVD. So we have that available, and we'd be glad to send that to you. Well, men, thanks, and we'll see you at church.
Yeah, I want to end with this scripture, Daniel 12, verses 9 and 10. He replied, "Go your own way, Daniel, because the words are rolled up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked." Now here's the part I want you to see. "None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand." That's what's going on in the world today. That's why you see so many fools that are given in to the world system.
Amen. Amen. See you at church tomorrow, guys.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them hell send forever. No